This is tape number 3, June 21, 1992. Greetings, and please continue, Heton.
We're going to wrap it up in this tape because I have to be elsewhere later, and I don't want to be late, and it's out of town. Let's just take one or two more of hers, and then we'll take some in the room. And then if there's time, we can get back to hers.
This could not be a free will, could not be free will in action. It would be a vastness of true ignorance affecting all humans except a handful. I have great difficulty accepting your assertion that you assume that Phoenix Express Liberator Journal readers already knew about the imminent photon belt passage because, as you said, it's such a popular New Age subject and all of the prophecies include its existence. That assumption is not in consonance with your comprehensive, even frequently repetitive, emphasis on essential information affecting our souls or physical preparation for evolvement. I should think this would be most especially true of something so massive in impact and so imminent in projection as the end of July. Simply, you're responding to a letter...
Hold up. I am going to take great exception to that, Susie, and everybody in this room. This is not a green bunch that comes to see Heton. You've got to be pretty weird and pretty far out to do this. Now, don't tell me. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to yourself. It takes a pretty balanced person in true searching, or it takes somebody who has tried every other thing, every other channel, every other, and you still do it. You come to Heton, and then you're thrilled to death if two other seers and psychics tell you, oh, Heton was right. Well, hoop-de-doo. That may make Doris feel good. It doesn't do a thing for Heton, except to say you're still searching. Now, where is your Leah? Where is your Tuella? Where is Tuita? Where is Sister Thedra? What about Mafu? These ones sit down with these great seminars, and you pay $600 to go hear them for a whole weekend, and you're going to tell me that you haven't had any prophecies on this subject? Oh, well, that was just New Age. What in the world are we talking about? If you hadn't been out there experiencing all of this, then where were you when the scientists were beginning to talk about ozone holes? Where were you when they say to you that the rays coming through are not the same and they penetrate even suntan blocker? If you are Liberator Journal readers and you have studied this, you know about pulses and frequencies. You know there is no ozone hole. And this happens as you enter a photon belt. These are photons. I'm a little sorry that ones have sent this information. And yet, as I scanned, I saw that you didn't know what was being talked about. It is not my confusion. You ones are going to have to start reading, really seeing what you are reading also. I will not take responsibility. I have been for 4 years explaining it to you in infinite detail. I think what's happened here is somehow Hatton has put a photon belt and a null time at vacation time. And I do apologize. I am more interested in your survival as a species than I am in any photon belt. This comes around ever so often. I'm sorry. You are a part of the orbiting system of Pleiades, and it encircles the entire galactic series. So you're stuck. It is not unusual. It is not unheard of. And there is technology on your place to take care of it. I cannot help it if you have allowed your own people to deceive you to this point. I have tried for 4 years to wake you up. Why is it suddenly Hatton's fault? I have dumped you into a pit of confusion. Does it change the situation at all? How? Why? Where? Who? What does it change? Are you angry because you didn't know and I told you? I didn't even tell you. I wrote an article, copied it word for word, right out of Australia. And then I backed it up. I told you exactly what happens in the periodic cycling of your planet and your entire solar system. You better quit taking these things so confounded personal. I'm really sorry if it interferes with travel plans. I really didn't single anyone out to spoil a vacation or visit or to confuse. Don't you think a nuclear war, a hydrogen war, a particle beam war is going to interfere? Well, maybe I won't tell you about it, and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about plans. You don't have to worry about me deceiving you or spoiling anything about it. You can go right on in your blindness. And you know what? Most of you would rather do it. Some of you here are paying the penalty for... I can hardly say it. For meeting your commitment to God. You're going to have to watch your brother die. You're going to have to tend him. You're going to have to tend the remnant. You're going to have to tend the elderly because their own children won't do it. You've forgotten. You're going to have to tend the orphans because the parents don't care enough to tend them. You're going to have to tend the pets. Because you have a lot of mouths talking about environment while they destroy the rest of your globe. It's serious time. And I didn't come to write a bunch of papers to confuse people. I believe if you start with the first journal and you walk all the way through, it's pretty organized. I would guess that as smart as my scribe is, it would be an impossible feat to have produced one thing after another that is so obviously the truth that the rest of the world can't bear it. You would have thought she would have blundered, you know. She would have put a cookbook in there at least. And I know that Audrey would have put in a book on crochet. Teresa would do a little gardening. I don't like my job when it comes to this. My job was to bring the truth. And the only way that I could get you to the truth was to walk you through what's wrong and the deceit. My job is not to protect you or hide more from you. And neither is my job to take away that photon belt. And I won't do it. I don't care when it comes. I won't do it. Well, I didn't really mean you, Hatton. I meant God. Well, guess who has to do it? Go on.
One more from Susie's letter and then to our people. Larry Frank, who was so persistent in asking about your relationship with Tuita and your participation in the conclaves, said he recently talked with Tuita's husband, who said he had never heard anything about a photon belt. I realize there is a difference between his knowledge and Tuita's, but if such an immense happening is so imminent and Tuita is aware of it, surely she would have let her husband know. I mention this only for possible personal interest to you because of your strong feelings for Tuita, and not because her knowing or lack of knowing has a bearing on the reality of the belt. Perhaps someday with our world, when our world is in less troublesome times, you will have time to talk with me about my very personal questions.
Well, I can talk about that one right now because it's not personal. How did this get to be Hatton's photon belt? Why don't you take this up with the scientists in Australia and the ones at Stanford? How about going over to Livermore Labs and ask them? What in the world are we talking about? Are we going to drag poor Tuita and David into this? This is the same precious David. And I mean it. I love these ones. Who got so sidetracked that his intent was to build a marble crystal temple on Earthland. And got completely crosswise with Sister Thedra over the spiritual aspect of it. This is the precious Tuita that got so blown away that she wept for days trying to find her balance in Sedona before she decided that she had to leave. It's a hard damn road. And I don't have any quarrel with anybody. I am not even, please get this, particularly interested in the photon belt. Go ask your scientists. Go ask them at MIT. Go ask them in the Pentagon. Go ask them at NASA, who have already sent probes into it. Do you think you could be from here to July and they are projecting it without there being something to it? I believe I'm the one telling you there doesn't have to be anything to it. But I'm not going to give you the privilege of dumping it at my door. because if I had my way, it would not happen. We need the time in your perception. And you act like going into the photon belt is something horrible. It is the age of coming into enlightenment. You come into lighted being. That is like saying, how horrible. You are going to make us go into heaven. No, I'm not. And if I have to watch millions and billions perish in the physical, so be it. I told you the ships would not be crowded this day. And if one's wish to always get their confirmation, you see how confusing it's going to be. I don't care whether or not you believe me. I don't care whether or not David believes me. I know David. I know Twitter. And all it tells me is that the receivers know neither. She's pushing a few of my passion buttons. We better get some questions.
Commander, this is Terry. I'm pleased to be in your presence again.
Thank you.
And may I wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I'm glad you recognize it.
I have a quick one for you, Commander. Pleasant note from last week's Liberator that everybody can verify, and the Commander may care to respond or not. But when we were putting together the Liberator last week, this is in our long series of interesting stories that happened while we're putting together the Liberator, I came down here to make a Xerox of Sananda's picture to put in with the advertisement. And I put the picture, which is nice, but, you know, there's nothing particular around the halo around his head. And you can all look at this in the Liberator. As Xerox copies started to come out for me to paste in the paper, they came out with all kinds of sparkles around his head. And in fact, every time I asked that please quit playing, I need to get a good, decent picture to put in the paper, it would get worse. And as a matter of fact, it got so bad it looked like a snowstorm, but a very pretty snowstorm. But finally, I got a picture that was reasonably with stars or twinkles or whatever you want to call them in the background, and his picture in the front, and that's the one that's in the paper. So the June 16 Liberator on page 18, you can all verify a little fun that the non-visible part of the Liberator crew was having with me.
Well, if you, and you can do this even if you haven't seen the original print, that painting, that rendition was done for a specific reason, for the cover of a book that I do not even sanction. Sananda does not sanction it either. There is a pencil sketch drawing that is a very excellent likeness. You see, the master had brown eyes in his human experience because his genetic structure was Jewish or Israel, whatever you want to call it from back then, Judean. I don't know how to tell you, he was an Anunnaki. We will get into another big quarrel. But as he became a Nephilim again, he had blue eyes. So it's very hard to capture an idea onto a canvas. And I believe that the message that you're getting is that it's unsuitable. You will notice if you look at that picture, it doesn't look like the drawing either.
I have a question. In the paper it says when the photon bell goes through, we will be atmospherians. It says you'll be changed to immortality without separation from death. Can you tell me what that means?
Well, it means that it means there's a lot of speculation, and this is where the changes begin to happen. It isn't like, and yet ones will say this, ones making this projection, and again, I'm talking about your spiritualists and your scientists, talking about moving into this 2,000 years of light. You're going to pick up sunlight. You're going to pick up light from other orbs. You're going to come into the influence of seven suns of Pleiades, plus your own. You're going to come into a lighted period of time where you have had a neutralization of electrical particles, for lack of better ability to explain it to you. You're going to have gone through a neutralization processing, and so has the entirety of your globe. Your entire solar system will pass through this little period of null time, moving into a period of photon structure. I hope your brains can catch up with your bodies. Because if not, you're going to really be in serious trouble. This is where you move into being photons or photon beings, atmospherians. It doesn't necessarily mean to your eye you're going to perceive much difference. Your frequencies speed up. But I can guarantee you this. If you get into that photon belt for a while, you can get through a light beam without batting an eye. So put it there. You won't have any trouble getting off the place, no matter even if you're a little bit worried. And the reason many of you won't recognize much difference is because you're already beginning to break up and disperse into that kind of particulate. And you're going to find, forgive me, Ed, that in developing solutions in substances, in copy machines, in emulsions, in developers, especially in your Polaroid films, your camera is going to be able to pick up that before you do. And you're going to begin to have splotches of light everywhere. You're going to see little sparks going by. These are little photons. And it can be a slow evolution. It doesn't mean a confounded thing to go through 3 days of anything, or 5 days, tapering either direction. It just means you can expect some pretty good-sized power failures. And if the idiots on your place would shape up, you don't have to have that. But if you don't have that, will you recognize your growth? I don't know. Some of you will. Some of you are perceptive enough to pick up these things. These are your messages. These are your warnings. These are your clues. It doesn't matter whether the masses make it or not. The remnant's got to make it. God's remnant has got to make it. And that means you're going to have to be prepared for the physical and for the lighted. And no, it isn't fair. You shouldn't have to do it all. But if you weren't capable of it, you wouldn't be here.
Commander.
Yes.
I have a question. With the high frequency type of the photon energy, do you think this is some bearing at all in shattering or breaking the crystalline virus in the body? Like AIDS virus?
No.
That's not enough.
No, because it is not a frequency. It is a nullification. If you get far enough into this photon belt as such, into this period of light, you're going to find the frequencies picking up, and the frequencies will neutralize that, but not like you're perceiving it, no. Those are frequencies, but they are mutating frequencies.
I have a question.
Please.
I'm from Los Angeles. For those of us that live in the larger metropolitan areas, what do you see happening in terms of the plan of the elite as we go through this period, this no zone period? I have heard many rumors about the reinforcement of the streets in the last few years being done so for tank usage, so that tanks would be able to travel through the streets.
You've already got them there. They're on standby. They're offloaded. And you can, if in fact there isn't such a thing as a photon belt, there is planned the kind of maneuver or maneuverings or exercises that will hopefully distract you. Depending on what the political arena is, who's ahead, what is decided here, at a level in the elite circles that can precipitate or can control or can contain. The LA riots were absolutely a triggering device by the Asian. This was set up through the Asian gangs, not through the black community. This is a very, very important clue. They have moved tanks and heavy armored equipment into the vicinity of every major city, and some not so major, depending on the strategic location of various and sundry sites around. They are expecting, if you move into a null time, people won't stay home. You're going to have total panic. People are going to, from the inner cities, go out and break into everything. You haven't seen looting like you're going to have when there is no power, because you will have manpower. And you see ones on foot have to go out and tear up that which is right around them. And they're only going to perceive that they are into a power failure of a local nature, because the majority of the masses will have the vaguest idea about any such thing coming.